الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jalla, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. May peace and blessings be upon the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Summa alhamdulillah. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, like every other day today as well, we will listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting durood and sending salawat upon the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, that the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me in the world. Allahu Akbar. So if you desire to attain the proximity and the closeness of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment, so increase your recitation of the durood, salutations and salams. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will attain the closeness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The poet says, Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye mera wazi durudo salam ho jaye mera wazi durudo salam ho jaye sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as per routine, we also have a kalam, a Nati Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, after this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be discussing the Q&A session which is held in Karachi, Pakistan, where Amir Ahle Sunnat, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Radhavi, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, answers questions as people ask him questions from throughout the world via emails, messages, calls, and those who are there physically ask these questions. Then he answers them, inshallah, some interesting questions that have been asked and the answers given to them as well is what we will be discussing. Stay locked and tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں دنیا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں
ابا کہاں چلے
مدینے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نادیدہ نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ what a beautiful ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we were listening to dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ may our love increase for the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and this is the way we get closer to our beloved آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم a questioner had asked this question that did Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam have the knowledge of all things? Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah had answered this question from the Holy Quran Pak as Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla had said وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا and Allah Almighty taught the names of all things to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. This is proven from the Holy Quran Pak that the names of every single thing has been told and taught to Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed the knowledge of each and everything upon Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, whether they are living or non-living. And if this is his knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught him everything, then what not do you think Allah Azza wa Jalla has shown and taught to our beloved Nabi, who is Habibullah, the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak has mentioned, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ The summary of which is, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught you everything that you did not know. Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed immense knowledge upon our beloved Nabi, Raufur Rahim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. The knowledge of the unseen. And there are many other ayat of the Holy Quran Park that proves the knowledge of the unseen, as in one verse of the Holy Quran Park, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. And he is not a miser when it comes to the knowledge of the unseen. Allahu Akbar. So, what can be said? As Sayyidi Ala Hadrat says, Aur koi ghaib kya, tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karodo durud. Whereas another poet has said so beautifully,
Jo ho chuka hai jo hoga, huzur jaan. जो हो चुका है जो होगा हुजूर जानते हैं तेरी अता से खुदाया हुजूर जानते हैं तेरी अता से खुदाया
This knowledge is called Atai knowledge, whereas the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla is Zati knowledge. No one has given this knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is Zati knowledge, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whereas the knowledge which has been granted to all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, be it Hadrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, as the Quran says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. This knowledge Allah had given to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. The knowledge of all the other Anbiya alayhi salam, including our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is called Atai knowledge, Atai ilm. So this has been given to them by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another question that was asked, alhamdulillah, is that what is the real name of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? Many people out there think and assume that this is his name, Ala Hazrat. Berhal, Ala Hazrat is actually a title, and people called him Ala Hazrat for his greatness and his excellence and exaltation as a big Hazrat, as a great Hazrat. However, it has been mentioned that his respective father, Hazrat Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, had named him Muhammad. His grandfather called him Ahmad Raza. So the real name is Muhammad, but his grandfather had called him Ahmad Riza, and he is famous with this name throughout the world as well. Hazrat Allama Maulana Ahmad Riza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. May Allah Azza wa Jalla for his sake forgive us our major and minor sins. Another question that was asked is that if anyone conveys the reward of all his good deeds, will there be any good deed left in his books of deeds? And Amir Ahl Sunnah had answered this during the Madani Muzakira by saying, yes, good deeds will exist in his books of deeds. In fact, his good deeds will increase by the blessings of conveying reward to other Muslims. A big advantage of conveying reward is that the reward reaches all those it is conveyed to, and the reward conveying person gains the reward equivalent to the reward of all of them. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So firstly, his account of thawab does not become dry. It does not become empty. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jalla will multiply the reward and give it to him equivalent to the number of people that he have sent this to. So there is a big advantage. Every time you perform any good deed, you make isali thawab of the deed to all those who have passed on. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to perform and make lots of isali thawab. There is immense reward in this day of viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Another question, and this is the fourth question for today. A person had asked, some people say that the fluttering, the beating of the left eyelid is not something good. Is it right or wrong? Ek bahut acha sawal hai. Kafi zyada log
ان چیزوں میں یقین رکھتے ہیں اور کرتے ہیں کہ دیز آر ال اومن تھنگز، یو نو، بینگ سپرسٹیشیس اباؤٹ دیز میٹرز اینڈ دیز تھنگز. سو اف دا لیفٹ آئی اور اف دا رائٹ آئی بیٹس اور فلٹرز، دین پیپل اسیوم اینڈ بلیو دیٹ سم تھنگ رانگ از اباؤٹ ٹو ہیپن. سو دا آنسر از گیون اکارڈنگ ٹو اسلامک ٹیچنگ، اٹ از ناٹ پرمیسبل ٹو ٹیک سم تھنگ ایز اے بیڈ اومن. پروبلی people take the fluttering of the eyelid as a bad omen, thinking that something terrible is going to happen because the left eyelid is beating. It is not permissible to take it as a bad omen, whether it is right or left, or even if both your eyelids start beating in that way. So one should not take it as a bad omen ki kuch hone wala hai. One of the biggest calamity is the delusion of a person, because a person who's very superstitious, he puts himself into trouble and he puts others also into trouble, because people have so much of yaqeen and so much of conviction in this. Islam has no place for things like this. Islam does not allow these things to happen. In fact, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali karram Allah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, it has been mentioned about him ki ek martaba aap khawarij se ladne ke liye tashreef le ja rahe the ki raaste mein ek shakhs ne unko roka, and he was an astrologer, جو ستارہ دیکھ کر کے فال وغیرہ کھولتے تھے یا بتاتے کہ آپ کے ساتھ یہ ہونے والا ہے یا وہ ہونے والا ہے. سو دیٹ ایسٹرالوجر ٹولڈ حضرت سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ کی ایٹ دس مومنٹ دا مون از بائی اسکورپیو. سو یہ جو وقت ہے یہ آپ کے لیے اچھا نہیں ہے، تو آپ اس وقت نہ جائیں تو یہ زیادہ بہتر ہوگا. حضرت سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ ٹرن اراؤنڈ اینڈ سیڈ ٹو ہیم دیٹ آئی نیور ایور ہرڈ تھنگز لائک دس فرام دا بیلیور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Nor did I ever hear this from Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an. So I don't believe in this. I believe in my Allah, my Rabb, my Creator. Having said this, he walked away. And it is said that subhanallah, when he returned from his journey, he attained victory. He returned with victory and success. And there was nothing wrong at all, subhanallah. Nothing went against him or his decision that he has taken. So people believe in this a lot with regards to Scorpio. And people that read newspaper, جس میں ہر مہینہ نکلتا ہے کہ اگر آپ اس ماہ میں پیدا ہوئے تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہوگا یہ ہوگا یہ ہوگا. People have so much of trust in these things that they plan their business opening and activities based on these months and stars and all of that. So Islam says that all days, all months, all weeks, the time, رات اور دن, یہ سب, all these are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should not panic and one should not be in this tazabzub, in this confusion, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. That which Islam has considered as evil and bad is bad and forever will remain as bad and evil. And that which the Quran has not mentioned about, which the hadith have not mentioned about, which the scholars have not said anything about, a person is allowed to do that activity. So coming back to the point, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the question was regarding the eyelid, and I given many other examples to back up what was mentioned here so that we understand and have a proper holistic idea of the situation. So the thing here is that being superstitious isn't a good thing. In fact, some people are so superstitious about numbers as well. Ki kuch aise aadad hote hain, adad hote hain, jiski wajah se log pareshan hal ho jate hain. Some people dislike the number 13. And they don't even have certain hospitals in some countries don't even have bed number 13 or floor number 13 or 13 written in the lift if they're traveling and going to that floor, simply because that is an evil and a bad luck number. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. We have a Madani Guldasta. When we do come back, inshallah, we will be discussing more questions and answers with relation to the Umrah and the Hajj of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and many other questions. Please stay tuned and locked to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استكفي رحمن الرحيم إمام أهل السنة أبو منصور الماتريدي died 333 after Hijri, writes in his commentary, whoever claims to be a prophet after the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam should not be asked for any evidence or argument. Rather, he will be rejected because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, La nabiyya ba'di, meaning there is no prophet after me. So respected viewers of Madani Sharon, this is a clear understanding for us to know that there is no prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the very fundamental belief of Muslims. We should be very much clear about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq that we protect our iman, our aqidah, and we also protect this very fundamental belief of the finality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Our respected Rizwan bhai from the UK, mashallah, was sharing with us these Madani pearls. Alhamdulillah, we are back. And another question. Let's move quickly to our questions. And these questions are so interesting. Ab zara soche jo Madani Muzakira har hafte ko dekhte honge wo kitne khush naseeb Islami bhai honge that they have a routine never to miss Madani Muzakira. Namaz karne ki barkatein ye ki ilme izafa hota hai. Yes, your knowledge will be increased and you will learn more about the deen because these questions are related to the deen. And when you ask questions, you learn. Alhamdulillah. To chale, sawal ye hai ki which are the things that Allah Azza wa Jalla will keep intact and will not cause them to be doomed to extinction despite the occurrence of the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. So, Al-Buduru Safira, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, yeh bohut bade alimi deen guzre hain, inki yeh kitab hai, Al-Buduru Safira. Isme yeh likha hai ki, seven things will not be doomed to extinction on the Day of Judgment. They will not cease to exist. Number one, the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, the kursi, the loh, the qalam, heaven and hell, and the souls. Let's go through them again, inshallah. The arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, the kursi, the loh, the sacred tablet, the qalam, the sacred pen, the heaven, hell and the souls. That which Allah Azza wa Jalla will not doom to extinction despite the occurrence of the Day of Judgment. I hope this was loud and clear as per the reference of Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Another question is, after our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was laid into the blessed grave, what were the words he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was saying? Allahu Akbar. یہ کسی نے پوچھا پھر جواب امیر علیہ السنت نے ارشاد فرمایا It is stated in the book مدارج النبوہ that سیدنا قسام رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was the person who came out of the blessed grave after laying the blessed body of the holy رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in it. He رضی اللہ عنہ has stated I am the last person who saw the blessed face of the greatest prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the grave. I saw that the beloved Rasul was moving his blessed lips in the blessed grave. I brought my ears closer to the blessed mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I heard that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Rabbi ummati ummati, oh my Lord, my ummah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is the reality that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves us. He has so much of connection and so much of closeness to his followers ki aap itni mohabbat apne ummatiyon se apne chahne walon se farmate hain ki so much of love no mother in the world could give her daughter, no father in the world could give his son, no brother could love his brother as the beloved Rasul loves his ummati. The Quran says ayat
of the Quran have proven his love and his concern. Harisun alaykum bil mu'minina raufur rahim. He is so concerned of your well-being. Allahu Akbar. The poet says so beautifully,
Rabbi habli ummati ke rehte huwe paida huwe. Rabbi habli ummati ke rehte huwe paida huwe. Haq ne farmaya ke bakhsha. حق نے فرمایا کہ بخشا الصلاۃ والسلام ہے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام زینت عرش معلا زینت عرش معلا الصلاۃ والسلام ہے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another questioner, which is the question number 7. How many Hajj and Umrahs did Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi perform? The answer is, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi performed 2 Hajj and perhaps did not separately travel for the purpose of Umrah. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had performed 2 Hajj and probably he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi had not traveled for the purpose of Umrah. Another questioner had asked, which is question number 8, and it is the last one for today. In which form will the angels Munkar and Nakir come in the grave? There are 2 angels. When a person is buried in the qabr, and after the people that buried that deceased walk away, then 2 angels do appear in the grave. So they will come in the grave in such a horrific appearance that no one may have seen it before. In Bahari Shariat, it is stated, when the burying person walks to return after they have buried the deceased person, so the deceased person hears the footsteps. At that time, 2 angels come to him, tearing apart the ground with their teeth. They have very frightening faces with dark faces and bodies and blue eyes. Allahu Akbar. And the hairs will be hanging from the head to toe, and their teeth will be as long as the length of many arms. And they will use this as a tool to tear the ground from beneath, and they appear in the grave of the person. They will come tearing apart the ground with their teeth. One of them is called Munkar and the other is called Naqir. They shake the deceased person to call, sit him, and they tell him off. And then they ask him the 3 questions. Man Rabbuka, Ma Deenuka, Ma Kunta Taqulu Fi Hadar Rajul. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers, we have come to the end of today's episode and program. This was a brief description. Abdullah Soche, Vese bhi, the mahol and the environment of the qabr is so frightening and so fearful. Us waqt, jab is tarah farishte aayenge, to phir hamara haal aur kya hoga? What will happen? So the nasiha, the advice in the early echo program is that hamare amal achhe ho. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya, the grave could either be from amongst the gardens of Jannah or either a pit from amongst the pits of Jahannam. Kyunki hame pata hi nahi hai ki hamara qabr kis tarah hoga, so that is why we should perform good deeds in this world. Send maximum sawab and reward to the deceased Muslims who are already there, and soon we are going to follow them, and our place is also going to be there one day, alam-e-barzakh. We are going to go there. So therefore, prepare for the grave, perform good actions. We say shukran to all the viewers who watched today's episode and program. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you in both worlds. Increase your recitation of durood and salawat abundantly. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, remember, our madani maqsad and mission in this world is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله
remember it all.